USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's already September 11th in Afghanistan, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This comes just after the U.S. announced that it's broken off talks with the Taliban. National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed those talks, and apparently that's why he was fired by the president. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo refused to discuss exactly what precipitated Bolton's departure, but he did acknowledge
there were many times Ambassador Bolton and I disagreed, that's to be sure.
And he downplayed the significance of any individual's departure to U.S. foreign policies. But Senator Chris Coons, a Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, questions the abrupt changes at the White House.
They might make for great television, and they might work well on a TV show where your signature line is "you're fired." Doesn't make for predictable or steady management.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
After a weekend that saw protesters call on the U.S. to support their pro-democracy movement and pass a proposed bill in Congress that would support human rights in Hong Kong, the city's embattled leader, Carrie Lam, called for U.S. involvement to end. Lam told reporters at a press briefing that Hong Kong protects human rights under its basic law. On Sunday, a crowd of organizers, estimated to be at 250,000, marched to the U.S. Consulate General in Hong Kong in a call for support, marking the 14th weekend in a row that mass protests have swept through the city of 7.5 million. Texas has executed Mark Solis for the 2010 home robbery and shooting death of a North Texas woman. He was convicted in 2012 for the murder of Nancy Weatherly. Prosecutors say the murder was part of a crime spree in which Solis robbed random people at gunpoint. His final words were apologies to Weatherly's family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Schools across one state are now required to have a moment of silence to mark the 9/11 attacks. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the story.
That's become the law across New York State, as Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill on Monday requiring the brief moment of silence at the beginning of the school day. It also calls on schools across the Empire State to encourage dialogue in the classroom about the terrorist attacks that took place on September 11, 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People are still calling for life-saving supplies for tens of thousands of survivors of Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas. John Clemens has more.
Those items include safe drinking water, sanitation, as well as health supplies. Ryan Paulson, who is the head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, tells us the need also right now is for food, water, and hygiene items to help fight contracting waterborne diseases.
The physical destruction is massive. It's encouraging, however, to see the way that some people, residents, are finding quick solutions to respond to the situation themselves. But they need support. So there is an urgent need for critical life-saving supplies.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.